Dear friends, I am the voice of Mother Earth. I am your mother. Feel and hear me, not just as this outside voice coming to you, but on the inside. Feel and hear me on the inside of you. You have a body. You are made of flesh and blood. And my presence, my intelligence, my warmth is inside you as a bodily, a physical being. I am there. But I am not just a physical presence. I am spirit too. I am alive on the inner level, a spiritual presence. Feel me. You are a natural being, like the trees, the flowers, the animals, the mountains. Feel your instincts as part of nature. You're a part of me. I am a part of you. And feel comfortable with yourself, with being part of me, of nature. Trust nature inside you. You have been taught to distrust yourself, your instincts. Traditional religion has judged me and therefore you as well, your natural desires, emotions, instincts have become suppressed. And anything that you suppress, after a while, starts to act out, starts to turn into something ugly, but originally it wasn't. It was just a natural expression of life. Every emotion at the core is a natural expression of nature, of life, and needs to be heard, to be seen, to be surrounded by love, curiosity, awareness. And it's the interplay between open awareness and life in its spontaneous expression, in the interaction, the interplay between both of them, growth arises, expansion, life evolving, consciousness evolving. This is the sacred purpose of creation at large, the interplay between life, fire, passion, and consciousness, awareness, love. And so at the core of your being, you already know this. you have the wisdom it takes to make this life that you are living right now, to make it successful. Not successful in worldly terms. It's not about achievements and being recognized or famous or wealthy. It's not about all that, and you know this, but success on the inner level is still greatly undervalued in your world. You know that it's not about outer success, but you also don't know exactly what inner success is about. And I'd like to remind you of this, of your inner purpose. And especially now, at the start of a new year, it's a kind of opportunity to take a step back and reflect on what really matters to you, what's really important. So go deep inside yourself. Reconnect with me. Everything that touches you in nature, the beauty, the harmony, the balance, these energies are right there inside of you. They are there just because you're born as a human being, as part of nature. You're my child. So you have an innate sense of balance, harmony, and what's good for you to flourish and to share and express who you are. And imagine you breathe into this natural intelligence that is yours. You breathe into our connection. So with every in-breath, you connect more deeply with me as a spiritual being, your mother. Your foundation as a human being. Think of the beauty of a flower, the delicacy, the strength of a huge mountain, the dynamics of the ocean, the waves, and all of this is inside you. You are one with life on earth, not separate. Breathe into these powers and remember you have a lot of strength inside you, wisdom, which may have been suppressed by all kinds of judgments that you took in from the outside, that you absorbed from your from the culture you live in, the traditions, your parents, your upbringing. And don't judge them. It is as it is. And you are here, and deep down you know it, to change this awareness, this process of imprinting information on people that's not in alignment with who they really are. You're here to clear the way for something new. And this is a deeply intimate inner process. You create space from within. That's why you are here. That's your deepest purpose. To create space for the true frequency of love, of consciousness dancing with life, heaven connecting with earth, to create space for this magical interplay, this magical act of creation. This is why you are here. It's inner work, but it will ultimately express itself on the outer level too. And we are now at the beginning of a new year. So take this moment to feel your inner space, your connection with me. Feel that you are a divine being. And on the deepest level, you realize that you are part of a bigger whole. Anything and everything that is created and that has awareness is part of this whole. Feel your oneness with all that lives. There's consciousness, there's life in the tiniest stone. Even in artificial products like chairs or a plastic toy or whatever, even inside of these things, there's life and awareness. Everything is alive and aware at some level. And you are part of this huge network of awareness. And at the highest level of you, you know this and are at ease with it. Breathe into this highest part of you. Remember who you are. And at this level, you are simply an angel. The essence of an angel is that the angel is aware that everything, every being has an inner life, is aware at some level, and is worthy, unique, a unique part of creation, of the whole. And the angel inside you is excited about this, feels passionate about this, how wonderful this unimaginable creativity, the abundance of life forms and the multitude of unique creative beings in the universe. It's almost impossible to grasp. The angel inside you feels in awe and feels inspired by this and filled with a sense of wonder and excitement and love. The angel inside of you is the highest part, filled with light. And the angel inside you is also wise. While you were going through this cycle of lifetimes on Earth and even elsewhere in the universe, the angel was with you all the time. But the part of you that was going through the incarnations often lost touch with the angel because it was diving deeply into the experience of life, of being attached to a physical form, of going through certain deep experiences of duality and forgetting and not knowing. But this is a time, this time you are in now, it's a time of reconnecting to the angel inside you. And this is what the angel inside you would love to do, to come down, so to speak, to fully merge with all of you and all of the experiences, the highs and the lows, the painful memories, but also the joyful ones, the blissful ones, and to merge with all of that. This is the promise of a new earth. The new earth starts on the inner level with the marriage inside of you between heaven and earth, between the angel who's aware of the oneness of all life and the adventurer inside you who dived into the experience of incarnations multiple times and really went into it deeply, forgetting about your origin, forgetting even about your light. You traveled far and you gained a lot of experience. And this is a time for lightworker souls to integrate all of it and to truly invite the angel part of you and merge with it while you are in human body, and understanding that the angel part of you was never at odds with the human part. This is something that you came to believe, that these two parts cannot be reconciled, that somehow the human part is not worthy or even bad and sinful. And it's your, perhaps it's your deepest challenge right now to let go of that old heritage, this judgment against yourselves, to truly embrace your humanness, the emotions, the ups and downs, the sadness, the fear, the despair, but also the joy, the excitement, the ability to enjoy life, to celebrate being human, having a body, connecting with others, understanding them, creating deep relationships with other people, going through the complications, the misunderstandings, the pain of rejection, but also the deep treasure of love and connecting with someone someone else's unique beingness. As you become an angel of the new earth, you are opening up to the uniqueness of both yourself and other beings. This is an exciting adventure. And I'm inviting you to experience it for yourself, to imagine that your angel self is now all around you and totally happy to connect with you, to be seen and recognized by you as an incarnated human being. You are ready now. Embrace the part of you that went through this whole experience of duality, that went into the darkness, so to speak, the adventurer part, the passionate part. Open up to your angel self and feel that she or he is in love with you. The angel doesn't judge any of your emotions or anything that you consider to be bad character traits or unenlightened parts of yourself. She or he's just really compassionate and loving, and allow the energy field of your angel self to fully surround you and go inside of you, into your heart. It's like a homecoming. And feel how, when you embrace the angel inside, feel how you truly respect yourself. Feel how you will also protect that frequency of oneness inside you. Being an angel of the new earth means also that you separate yourself from the frequency of the old earth, the frequency of fear, the frequency of judgment. Embracing the angel within also means saying no to energies that disrupt you, that take you out of your center. So the energy of the angel inside is very aware, is very knowledgeable about energies. This angel, as it merges with you and with the sum of your experiences in the many lives you have lived, this angel is down to earth, literally and also metaphorically. She or he has both feet on the ground. When you are in touch with the angel part, you're not just being nice and friendly to everyone. You are aware. You spread a frequency which may also at times confront people. not feel so comfortable to them, because it confronts them with their own dark spots or judgments. Feel into your presence as a new earth angel. What will it be like to embrace your angelic self and still be here? And focus on the year 2025, the year that is now still before you. In a way, it's a game, because what exactly does a year mean? You're an eternal being, after all, and you're not caught. You're not really inside linear time. It's a game. It's a box that you choose to be in, to hang out there for a while. But anyway, you're in this box now, the box called 2025. And so what chances are there? What is the highest potential? The next step you could take to embody your angelic, your divine part, who you really are at the core, to embody it right here, right now. And allow the answer to come to you in a few simple words or feelings. How can I be more of myself? My deepest self, my wisest self, my radiant self. How can I create more space for my own light, my unique frequency? Feel the sense of self-worth in this very question. You are worthy, you are precious, you are unique. How to create space for this? And as you focus on this question, the answers will come now or later. And time is with you. It's kind of behind your back as a current, a flow that wants to guide you and bring you closer to your angel self and to the new earth. Time is on your side, as they say. Right now, in the midst of all crisis and chaos on earth, you are actually part of the new that wants to be born. Time is on your side. Happy New Year. Don't forget to enjoy and love yourself and be true to your own nature, which is part of my nature. I'm your mother. I care for you You're blessed. And part of the sacred web of life. Thank you for your attention.